Kenora, who says hockey is the only sport that can be featured during Hockey Day in Saskatchewan? On January 19, the Battle of the Blades skating competition was held at the Kenora Civic Centre, a first in the history of Hockey Day in Saskatchewan. It provided an opportunity for Kenora Skating Club members to perform in front of an audience, and also feature four teams, two members each, skating a routine and competing for the Battle of the Blades 2025 Hockey Day in Saskatchewan Championship. The four duos were Grayson Neufeld, Theodore Buffalo's defenseman, and Rebecca Trost, Kenora Skating Club head coach. Drew Martinuk, former competitive figure skater, and Max Flaherty, forward with the Kenora Cobras. Cole Denisowicz, Kenora Cobras goalie, and Danielle Barim, Kenora Skating Club assistant coach. Von Wilgosh, Kenora Cobras defenseman, and Rebecca Trost, Wilgosh's original partner, was unable to compete. It feels absolutely incredible to raise over $15,000 for the community at Battle of the Blades, said Trost after the competition. Trost and Wilgosh were declared the winners, and also won the People's Choice Award. Trost and Wilgosh were the only performers to receive perfect scores from the three judges, Leona Kitchen, teacher and former competitive skater, Kenora Mayor Mike Quaz, and Kenora Pelly MLA Sean Wilson. All the skaters were strongly supported by a large and enthusiastic audience. It was so much fun to be a part of Battle of the Blades because of the opportunities it gave us to engage with the community and have so many good laughs, said Trost, and gave credit to Von Wilgosh for his role in their victory. I'm not sure if it was Von's willingness to wear a full spandex leotard, or his showmanship, that led us to our first place finish. While the fun and fundraising were a big part of the event, Trost said it also provided a valuable opportunity for Kenora Skating Club members to perform at this show to build their confidence, ignite their passion for performing, to experience what community support looks and feels like, and to create core memories with their fellow skaters and family members. Club members who performed were CanSkate 1, Weston Parsons, Grace Giesbricht, Natalie Sorestad, Piper Sleva and Bennett Anderson. CanSkate 2, Sullivan Stewart, Anderson Coleman, Emmett Bobick, Riley Bobick, Henry Tomkala, Zoe DeCou and Aria Jones. CanSkate 3, Haley Minky, Kylie Minky, Jessica Petrichin, Emma Ostafi, Raina Edison, Lena Schletgen, Antonia Gallego, Ava Stewart, Diana Blava, Elaine Sorestad, Olivia Sorestad and Scarlett Jones. Star Skate. Mara Collingridge, Rachel Mentenko, Emily Mentenko, Ashton Lamb, Chloe Abbott, Olivia Ochar and Kira Ochar. I love being the head coach of the Kenora Skating Club, said Trost, adding, while I get to share my passion for the sport and witness skaters achieve their goals firsthand, I get to be a member of an amazing community. Trost said there are many people who put in a lot of work behind the scenes to make Kenora's Battle of the Blades possible. I would like to send my sincerest gratitude out to everyone who attended, donated, to the skaters and skating parents, to the Hockey Day in Saskatchewan, Kenora Board for all of their support, and to Cecilia Koenig for her major role in executing the event. It won't be long until local skating fans have another opportunity to see Kenora Skating Club members in action. Their year-end ice show is scheduled for Sunday, March 16. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.